T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
The Fan,
and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it has been a number of years since we have had our guest that we are about to introduce on with us. And, of course, some baseball fans are certainly going to remember St. John's. They are going to remember 1988 with the Twins. He was 24-7. They're going to remember when he was with the New York Metropolitans going 20-12 in 1990. He's been with the Brooklyn Cyclones. He has been with the Las Vegas 51s. He has been with Binghamton, the Rumble Ponies, in 2018 with Luis Rojas. And I could go on introducing Frank Viola. Frank, how the hey are you? And thanks for a couple of minutes once again.
I'm doing well, and I appreciate you having me on.
For sure. All right, let's start with the brand new manager of the New York Metropolitans. Give us your take on what it was like working with him, and then tell us what you think, what kind of a manager he might become with the Mets.
Well, I actually started my career off with Luis in 2013 in Savannah in the South Atlantic League. We won a championship together. And then we got reunited in 2018 with the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, as you mentioned. So I had a couple of runs, a couple of years with Luis. And I think people now realize, I'm sure, but might not have realized going in, is that his pedigree is second to none. You know, Felipe is his dad, Moises as his brother, Felipe Alou and Moises Alou. He just has baseball in his blood. He has good feel for the game. He has a wonderful rapport with the players. He works his tail off, doesn't miss anything. I mean, he's meticulous as far as numbers and what have you. And in the world of analytics, I mean, you can't ask for a kid who does more homework in that stuff than Luis Rojas. So I think in the situation that the Mets found themselves in, they found themselves a terrific young man. And a kid who I believe is not going to be intimidated by the limelight of the big city. And the other thing that people tend to forget is that he also managed in the Dominican Republic during the Winter League. And as people who follow the game know, that is World Series baseball every night. So, I mean, he's been around. He knows what he needs to do. He's young in age. But in baseball sense, he's well ahead of his time. And I think it was a great move by the Mets to when in need to get a kid like him.
All right, but he has never managed on the major league level. Number one, what kind of adjustments is he going to have to make? And you do touch on the fact that you feel he will do well in New York City. Now,
right.
Again, you know from the media here, you know from the scrutiny, you know from, you know, losing and what kind of abuse from the media, from all of us, and, of course, from the crowd itself. We just don't know how he is going to be as a manager in New York City with the Metropolitans. But, yes, glowing from players we have heard from. Alonso was speaking very highly of him, Marcus Stroman, Noah Syndergaard, and you, of course, having worked with him before. But there is so much we don't know and have yet to find out, Frank.
Absolutely. 100% agree with you. But what he does have and what he does bring to the table to start is that, A, he managed a whole bunch of the young crop that's there right now. And as you mentioned, they have his respect because they know what he's capable of doing and leaving. He, from what I understand, Robinson Cano was a big backer of him. There's that veteran presence that you need to gain the respect that you need in the clubhouse. The biggest thing he has to do is gain the respect of those veterans in the clubhouse, because during a long year, plus with the contracts that these guys have, will they even listen to the manager? That's the big thing. Then on top of that, which I can't answer, I don't think anybody can answer, you're 100% right, how is he going to handle the New York media? But in his defense, I go back to the pedigree. He was a young kid. He listened to Felipe do all his interviews after games when he was in the clubhouse. He had Moises who went through a whole bunch of stuff. I think that if you're looking for somebody who might be a little yellow behind the ears or green behind the ears, I think this is the kid that you take the chance on because he at least has been through it and understands at least somewhat what it's going to take to be able to work the New York media and the New York press and New York fans.
Most Metropolitan fans wanted somebody with experience, but didn't think after Callaway, after the Beltran business, and now again with Luis. Bottom line is a lot of Metropolitan fans scratch their heads, just think this is the Wilpons going, and Brody, of course, going the cheap way, going the inexperienced way, so that a Luis Rojas can be managed. Yes, he's going to manage the team. He's going to be known as the manager, but that he will be managed more by the front office than he will anything else. Your comments about that?
Well, if I was outside looking in, I could understand 100% where people are coming from, and hopefully that is not the case, although in baseball, with the analytics and everything else, there is a whole bunch of stuff from the front office on down that comes into play, as a knowledgeable baseball fan would know or figure. I hope Luis doesn't do that, because I think when you're looking to do a double switch or you're trying to put the best lineup out there against the best pitcher, you're not listening to the front office all the time. You have to be able to think for yourself. You got to think on your feet. And he does enough background check. I mean, the kid's a computer wizard as far as picking things up, seeing things. I hope you're wrong there, but I could understand that it could happen too, based on the game today.
Yeah, well, again, and the Metropolitans with a green, raw, somewhat inexperienced general manager, a former agent. And again, going with many Metropolitan fans, and you probably know this, Frank, many Metropolitan fans wanted Joe Girardi, wanted at least the Mets to interview a Buck Showalter, a Dusty Baker, managers with experience, but managers that may not be so easy to control by the front office. And yes, the Metropolitans aren't the only front office that gets involved with the direction and the vision and, and the approach given the particular team. But the bottom line is, and I'm sure you're aware, that a lot of Metropolitan fans wanted some experience in that dugout with a young baseball team and a mix of some veterans as well.
I get it. But I think also, with the personnel they have, with the talent they possess, I think somebody new and fresh might be what they need. I mean, sometimes you get stale with old managers. I mean, you watch the history of the game of baseball. Managers get fired. They show up somewhere else the following year. Pitching coaches get fired. All they do is go to some place, another location. I personally love the idea of a fresh look, and God knows the Mets need a fresh look. Mickey Callaway, as wonderful of a guy he was, there was something lacking there, where they weren't as successful as they can be. Dusty Baker, he's a stopgap. He's been a nice manager, but he can't stay for a prolonged period of time. Something seems to always happen where he stays a couple of years and then he's gone. I like the idea of something different. And, you have to also think about another New York team on the back page every day you're competing against. And I believe Aaron Boone never coached, managed, did anything before, and he's had pretty good success with the Yankees. I think that you take that, you put it into consideration, then you add Luis's experience both on the field in the minor leagues, throughout the minor league system, and with the pedigree. I think Luis Rojas could do as good, if not a better job, than Aaron Boone if push comes to shove.
Well, in the case with Aaron Boone, I mean, working with Brian Cashman, a little bit more with the experience and a little bit more with the money to spend if he had to, and did, and has continued to do that, now getting cold to make a very, very good baseball team even that much better. You don't get that with the Metropolitans, and you know that too. And I know you have to be careful with what you say because you work, you know, you have worked within the organization and you know these people and they know you. But you know what Metropolitan fans think of the Wilpons and Brody as well. And going from Callaway to Beltran and now to another inexperienced Luis Rojas, it frustrates Metropolitan fans, that's for sure. What kind of manager? Is he going to be a disciplinarian, do you think? Is he going to be more of a player's manager? Give us a take on how he will, from your experiences working with him, how he will manage the team in terms of personal relationships with each and every player.
Well, the thing I love about Luis is that he gets to know his players. He takes the time to understand and get to know. So I think he's going to be a player's manager from that regard. I also think in the same breath, he's really going to need some experience coaching around him to help guide him in aspects of the game that he has not been around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mullins, if he doesn't get another job with the other two openings, he'd be a really good bench coach for him. So Luis will probably lean on him. You know, the big question I have is you're going to have him and you're going to have Jeremy Hefner as pitching coach. You're going to have two very young, very vital, and two very vital spots in the coaching staff. But, you know, from what I understand and what I know of Jeremy Hefner, I think he's going to do a good job because he's been around the Met organization for a long time. So to answer your question, the big question I have is that I've seen Luis be tough on people, but that was the minor leagues. He can handle the young kids, no question. It's how the veterans respond to him being 36, 37 years old when he gets in their face to hustle a little bit or when he sits them down for not running out of ground ball. That's going to be the telltale sign of, A, how much respect he gets and how the team responds to him. As I'm going to go back to again, though, with the pedigree, with the Alou name and the baseball background, I really believe that he's going to learn some stuff on the fly, but I think he's going to be that type that's going to be able to make the adjustments quick. And I believe the most important thing for the Mets is to get out of the gate quick. If they get out of the gate quick, winning solves a whole heck of a problems, including experience, coaching, so on and so forth, you know. And that's what I'm excited about. I really love the idea that they've given Luis a chance. Now it's up to him and the ball club to gel, work together, and see what the expectations aren't there. They aren't the greatest expectations. So from that standpoint, at least he's coming in with a little bit of leeway.
Okay. No. I mean, I know you're trying to be as positive as could be, and I'm imagining as I'm listening to you, and I think, you know, if this is how you feel, and it is obviously how you feel about somebody you've gotten to know and somebody you've gotten to see, how he operates with players, how he can basically manage what games he has managed in the past, you are doing what a lot of his players that he worked with, a lot of the guys that are on the team now, like Stroman and Alonso and Syndergaard, as we make reference. They can't say enough about him either. Frank Viola, we're talking with Frank, and of course the former Twin, the former Met, 120 with the Mets in 1990. How well? I mean, one of the adjustments he's going to have to make is how well he knows the rest of the division, how well he knows the rest of the National League and American League for that matter too. But it's going to take him a while to learn. Really, some of the teams that the Mets are playing.
Sure. But, I mean, you got advanced scouting for that. You have meetings about that. You go over the teams. You have all that information. I don't think that's a problem at all. As I said, he does his homework. He knows what he needs to do. And that's I don't think that's anything that you have to worry about. You know, truth be told, the biggest thing is, you know, we go back to the Mets. We have, you know, they're putting the whole team on an agent's hand. You know, he's an agent who's a GM. I mean, that's going to be the situation more than anything, is that how much is he going to get involved in getting in Luis's way? You know, you let Luis manage. You let him know what he needs to do. Luis will go out there and do it. Let him be that way. Don't dominate. Don't tell him how to handle things. Don't tell him what to do, and they'll be just fine.
All right, so you basically are very, very positive and very, very optimistic, and it's understandable. You know him, and every Metropolitan fan is hoping that you are right about him, and he turns out to be very, very successful. Frank, I can't thank you enough for giving us a couple of minutes, of course, and always the best to you, for sure.
I appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
Yep, you bet. All right, Frank of Iola. And, of course, out of St. John's and with the Twins and with the Mets and worked with Luis Rojas. And, of course, again, it is what it is, whether Metropolitan fans are happy with this choice, with somebody, again, inexperienced. And again, he's going to be a manager with training wheels and learn as he goes along, a work in progress. Is with Luis Rojas. That's the way it's going to be. But some of the young guys on the team, as we have touched on and made mention, and they have spoken very highly of Luis Rojas, and again with the pedigree, with the Alouz. And the bottom line is that he works out. I mean, at this point in time, again, like beating your head against the wall, if you're going to complain and try and yell and scream over another inexperienced hire by Brody. Bottom line is it all gets down to when does Steve Cohen come aboard to take control of the team and make the changes he may need to make right away. We'll take a little bit of a break, and again, we'll get right back to your telephone calls, of course. The two stories, Luis Rojas and with the Mets, and Eli Manning, no surprise here with Eli Manning, and the announcement will be formal and official coming Friday morning with the press conference. So remembering Eli Manning and all of the memories that fans of the New York Football Giants have, comments from the New York Metropolitan fan about Luis Rojas, and the idea is to try and be as positive as you can. With Luis Rojas and hope that he turns out to be a winning manager with a team that plays very hard for him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.